Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation. And it's a sin. The gods, the fakes, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins. Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dippin' Dots.
Move to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States.
Of damn Americas, and I am joined, as always, by the man, myth, legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be a scientist, an inebriator, and an architect indeed. It's DPP.
Well, speaking of inebriation, it's going to be one hell of a weekend, PC.
Yeah, I mean, there are two huge fights tonight, and we're going to get into that when we get into Last Call. This weekend. There's two huge fights this weekend. We'll get into that in Last Call. But joining us, as always, is the Trivia Trickster himself, the funky and oh-so-phenomenally fresh one, AJ Balazs.
What's a crappin' in everybody in inebriation? I am already on my way.
Let's go, brother. I'm with you. I got the whiskey. I got the beer. Friday's tomorrow. I don't care. We're partying at the Thunderdome tomorrow. There's going to be some buffalo chicken dip, I heard.
Rumors of buffalo dip with chicken.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
That's right.
I'm ready for it. I am not ready for probably the late afternoon shit Saturday, but... it's worth it. It's not as bad as when you eat like atomic wings or anything.
Yeah, that's not so bad. That one's
The worst one I ever had is when I had the ghost pepper beef sticks from Ray's on Loomis.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, oof. I was like, oh, this is really good, and I ate like a giant one, like all in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So that all came out at one time the next morning, and holy fuck.
Wait.
Oh, boy, was it a giant one?
The worst shit I ever took. No, I don't. It was in a different shape. It was a different shape, but I could taste the heat again on my other lips, let me tell you. It was rough. It was one of the worst shits I ever took. I'll be honest with you. It was so bad.
Well, it's a good thing you were here
so
for the win
bad.
Challenge. That was rough.
No. Yeah, I mean, but I've done that at 4th and Long. I've done that out at what's Panos' place that we used to go to?
Bullwinkles?
Bullwinkles. Their atomic ones were nuts. In fact, I don't think you were there one time. Me, Kevin, Bob, and Gary went out after we played out in Waukesha golf, and we went there. And I got the Atomic. They're their craziest ones. And they came out the kitchen door, like, maybe 10, 12 yards away from us. And Bob's like, oh, shit, I can smell your fucking wings.
Damn.
That's when you know it's bad.
Right?
We're good. So, I mean...
AJ, you're up for Dial-A-Shot tomorrow night, right?
Hell yeah, I'm doing Dial-A-Shot, and, you know,
Maybe we might have to Skype a shot because your brother's down as well. He'll be watching. You're down. Probably get Platypus on there. So maybe I'll just throw it out there to the Chair Shot Radio group thread. Anybody who wants to jump on Skype for 2 minutes and have a drink with us tomorrow night, we'll pick a specific time and we'll do that.
You said the War Chief, me, maybe Platypus. Are you trying to do this this Christmas special early?
No, I'm not. But that is a good. We can promote that right now. Probably the second or third week in December, you're going to get the annual Pot is War Christmas special, holiday special, Kwanzaa special, whatever you want to call it, Hanukkah special, Festivus for the rest of us. I confirmed, committed to show up are myself and AJ, brother of Bob Blaz and Andrew, and Ray and Chris. And Ray said he wants more Black on Blaz crime. So that's what we're going to try and get. The brothers versus the brothers.
Wow.
Round two.
Brother versus.
Well, that was last year.
Brother.
Yeah.
That was last year. And
trying to orchestrate. I'm trying to, since five people is plenty of people to have on a show, I'm just trying to orchestrate some, like, real quick 30-second to 1 minute run-ins, and I'm going to try and keep that off the table from the Blaz and Ray and Chris, so that hopefully they're by surprised by a couple of run-ins. But anybody that I'm inviting, I really don't want them to stick around for more than like a minute, because it's hard enough to wrangle four other people on a show, let alone let it be Ray Cash, Chris Platt, Andrew, and AJ Blaz. But as you can see, and you can hear in my voice, my heart is filled with joy. It's grown five sizes bigger here as we enter the holidays. Before we get to our first commercial break, DP, let's let everybody know what's happening on this edition of the podcast known as DWI.
All right.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
I sadly can't do a good Mike Tyson. I know we have a Mike Tyson, but for this, it's a good old fighting sheet.
Yeah, well, one time, AJ, I signed a sheet, and then I had to get into Wing and box the Kangaroo, and all I got was a bag of Doritos. And it wasn't even like one of the new flavors or anything. It was like, it wasn't even Cool Ranch. It was like nacho-less cheese. And I'm like, where's the nachos, bitch? No,
just
it
cheese?
Got bad at the end.
Yeah, it got bad at the end, but I appreciate the effort nonetheless.
Like, that's nacho cheese.
I think my favorite Mike Tyson dumb thing that I've ever seen was, it was a church sign that says, come, honor, faith, and then it just has Mike Tyson smiling from ear to ear.
There was a Mike Tyson spelling bee, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So the word was dictate, and the lady asked Mike if he could use it in a sentence, and he's like, yeah, I at that bitch on my dictate. So that's...
This is how we're starting the show, everybody.
Where's Mean Street Posse? Bring them in. Let's get the hell out of here. Fuck it. You've been listening. It's going to be a briefer show anyway. But that's fine, because we got some really fun stuff to talk about. Who's going to be the fifth members for War Games? We're going to talk about the new Women's United States Championship. We got trivia and a last call on two huge fights this weekend. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul at Jerry World Friday night. And I believe from Las Vegas at Allegiant. Or maybe not. I'm not sure where it's at. I believe it's the 309s in Vegas. AJ's efforting that, but it's going to be John Jones versus Stipe. Oh, Miocic. It's going to be a hell of a fucking fight, and we're going to talk about both of those things when we come back.
Actually, before we do that, it's going to be at the Garden. 309s in the Garden.
Garden?
Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. Well, there you go. Now we know.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out. Makes a great gift. Doesn't have to be a t-shirt. Can be a tank top, long sleeve or a hoodie makes a great gift for the holiday season. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. We'll be right back.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, guys, let's get right into it. It's been announced that there is going to be 5th members added to both sides of the new and old bloodline for War Games. What are your reactions to this, and who could it possibly be, AJ?
I don't hate the fact that it's going to be a 5th member for each team. It's just kind of, you kind of squint and say, why? We could just do it with the 4. It doesn't matter. But I guess traditional War Games, we need 5. For the OG side, I think because they already talked to Seth Rollins, Rollins somehow gets roped into the bullshit. Because I'm sure as much as everyone else, we're tired of seeing Cody get involved with things. I think KO will stop Cody from attempting to do that because of the whole Randy angle. So I'm thinking KO is going to face Cody one more time just because of the quote-unquote betrayal. So I think Rollins somehow gets his hands dirty and all of this bloodline bullshit one more time. He might try to piss off Roman, but they might have like a moment kind of like Becky and Charlotte did, where they made up at the women's War Games, where for this one, this is the men's War Games, where Rollins comes in, kind of helps out, does super kicks, stomps and everything to make sure Roman's all right. And then Roman just nods, Seth begrudgingly just goes, yeah, fine, nods. And then we might get that fist pump moment one more time for the WWE remnants of the Shield. As for Solo's bloodline, the only person I can think of, and it's going to be like Randy Orton from last year where he did very, very little, would be The Rock. Just to get the Roman versus Rock thing going. That's the only thing I can think of. There's no one really else that they could put in. Like, yeah, you could throw Hukalau in there. You could throw in hell, you could try to get Zilla Fatu, even though I'm pretty sure he has a championship in an indie somewhere. He can easily drop it within the month. But the only person that really makes sense for this entire thing going down is The Rock. And he's just going to do it because he's been itching for that Roman fight.
Dan?
Nobody.
Dan, the man with the master plan?
It really should be nobody. There's no reason to have anybody else in this to throw in another guy.
That's kind of how I kind of felt like that right away, and now I'm like, okay, well, something to talk about. I do have a couple interesting hypotheses of my own. What do you think, though? We're getting it. Yeah.
I pretty much just mimic what AJ said. I mean, that was who I was thinking. Like, it seems obvious that Seth Rollins is going to get thrown in there just because he's being the focal point between that. And I kind of just, at my point, figured, like, Solo's going to say, now we got a 5th member. You're not going to know who it is until the end. And then out comes The Rock at the end or something like that, you know, to come and make an appearance and do a little bit of shit. I love the idea of, like, yeah, you know, bringing in another bloodline member, bringing Zilla Fatu or something, you know, as a surprise. But I don't think they would announce it until they show up. You know, that would make more, I think that would make a lot of sense for the Solo bloodline part. But man, it's just,
I think we all agree that we're not going to know Solo's fifth member until they come out. And we will, we probably will know Roman's. Did I cut you off, Dan, or were you done?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, that's it, man.
I love all of that. I mean, I could see if they're bringing in The Rock, I could see it being Cody because they have that thing going on too. So Cody could be coming out with them and Rock, that kind of makes like that could be something going on. Solo side, I think it's either The Rock or it's someone in the family. It's either someone new or it's The Rock. Now, on the other side, I mean, maybe there's some advice given from a wise man. I just like to throw fun stuff at the wall and see if it sticks. There's rumors of a return. We've had that show already here. With Big Dave was the best guest that week, and he's been saying it for a while. He's going to come back at some point. I don't know if it fits here, but it'd be kind of fun, huh?
That would certainly be interesting. I mean, him or you could even throw CM Punk in there, back, too.
He's talking to Roman. He's like, what do you... My tribal chief, what do you, you know, may I inquire on your thoughts on the fifth member? Paul, we can't get nobody. We're going to have to go for, if I may, my tribal chief, I can't tell you. And then, I mean, storylines.
Now, do we actually get Paul Heyman showing up on a SmackDown, or do we get a random phone call Roman has backstage at like the end of a SmackDown? It's just like, I'm listening. And then just kind of go from there.
The fun thing about Paul Heyman being the wise man and involved is there's also another thing you could do.
Well, it's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers,
I join the bloodline.
That's the only possibility.
No.
AJ's like, if you could tell me to do not do certain impressions, I could tell you no. CM Punk, no.
No. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, how, no. Andrew, do you want me to be here?
I think the Lesnar thing is, as like a gun for hire with that relationship, highly unlikely, but could make sense. The Punk thing doesn't really make much sense because, yeah, it just doesn't. I don't know where he's going next. Gunther, maybe? After this whole...
He did call out Gunther. So it wouldn't make sense for him to go after Gunther after this, but...
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe Punk might win the Rumble, and that's his match.
I think...
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think they want someone besides Gunther carrying it into WrestleMania. At least I do.
I would like to see Punk win it at Royal Rumble over Gunther and take it into the Mania.
He can lose to somebody at Mania, whoever's getting... Maybe. I can see Rollins and...
Rollins and Gunther could be at Rumble, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. Any other thoughts on any other current storylines going on in the WWE, gentlemen, before we get to our last nugget here? Something brand new. So anything besides the brand new nugget? I'm not a nugget. I used to have that soundbite.
I'm not a nugget. Thanks, Owen.
Do you have that, Dan? I used to have it.
I do have it. Was somewhere. It me? Fuck if I have.
Yeah, I know. It might be on the old.
You know,
the old PC.
Got too many sound bites. Hang on a minute.
It's rough.
Come here a minute.
Too many bites.
And you've got 2 minutes.
The only thing that I would say that I've actually been enjoying is. There it is. Is the Wyatt Six stuff, especially now that they're doing something with Karrion Kross, the Final Testament, and the Miz. So they're expanding that a little bit. I appreciate the fact that they brought up the B team stuff with Bo Dallas. But that's all I can really think of that I'm thoroughly enjoying, which is weird because if you guys remember, I was on the boo-hoo Bray Wyatt train forever.
All right. We got a new title, a new championship, and it's the Women's United States Championship, and that design looks great on a white belt. I'll say that right away. I really like that. Do we have anything storyline-wise as to a tournament or people in it or anything like that yet?
Zero.
We just know that there's a title and it's going to happen.
Have a title.
Probably do it at Saturday night's main event. Have a tournament week by week on the shows and lead it up to Saturday night's main event. That could be something big for that show. So they haven't really talked about how this title is going to be used either. Because did they say it's specific to SmackDown?
I believe it was. I guess maybe that was just my guess. But it seemed like Nick Aldis, the way he was talking, that it's going to be a SmackDown title, which would lead you to believe there's an IC title.
I don't necessarily remember them saying it, but...
Do you think it's one of those things where they're going to wait until like after Royal Rumble to bring in the women's IC title? Or I don't understand why you would, if it's just one brand, wouldn't you have the other brand get the other women's title then too?
But you don't want to thinking the same thing.
But you don't want them going on at the same time. That's why I thought maybe that this was like I thought this was like an inner brand thing, kind of like the tag titles. But I was hoping because what they should, if they're going to have a women's IC title and a women's US title, fine, great. Love it. But if they're only going to have one, it should have been the women's television title because there's so much more you can do with that, right? Anyway, this is my chance to talk about the TV title. I mean, you defend it 10 times successfully, you get a shot at whatever title you want. Think about all the storylines there.
We've been trying.
SmackDown, Raw, PLE, Special.
NXT maybe even?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the NXT already has the Women's North American Championship, which Fallon's had.
It makes me think, though, the latter of what I referenced to begin with, that they don't want to introduce both new titles at the same time, and likely this is going to be the run-up to Saturday Night's main event, and the next one will be the run-up to Elimination Chamber or whatever weird thing they do in between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania, right? Which likely could be another Saturday night's main event.
That'd be cool. I imagine that's what they're doing. I mean, you know, don't push them both out at the same time so that both of them get a little bit of fanfare.
Right.
I don't think I don't think they specifically said it, but I would imagine that it's a SmackDown only title, so they'll introduce one for Raw and, you know,
right.
We'll split them out and have them both before Mania probably.
Probably. I would appreciate that. The one thing that I hope they don't do, because I'm going to ask you guys this, is there anyone who you think would be a clear winner for the Women's Rumble at the moment? Because they could, if all else fails, they could probably just shoehorn whoever wins that as the Women's Intercontinental Champion or TV Champion, whatever they're going to do. I could see them doing that to be a little lazy.
What do you mean?
So instead of... Instead of doing the whole thing of, like, for the Royal Rumble, you get the opportunity. The winner of the Women's Royal Rumble is the first Intercontinental Women's Champion. Because I could see them doing that, but at the same time, I hope they don't.
No, you meant exactly what I thought you meant. I just wanted to double check.
Okay.
There's no way in hell that the Women's Royal Rumble will ever be for anything other than to be in the main event for a world title at WrestleMania, just like the men's. It doesn't make any sense. It's Austin Theory cashing in for the U.S. title. It's stupid. It's not happening.
Which even said that was stupid. I'm just saying, I've seen weird shoehorn things that they might do. That's why I'm saying that.
It's not happening. I'll promise. I put my foot down right now. Damn it. Paul and Lee. Not happening. All right. Sounds like a good time to take a commercial break. Let tensions settle between myself and the head creative content officers of WWE. I know, guys. I can hear you. I can hear you listeners saying, you know, we wish we had a Tunney run WWE. Well, you know, take it up with Fittings and Levesque, right? Don't shake your head, AJ. We'll be right back.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
We're getting there.
It's loud in my ears.
Okay.
Oh, my earballs.
So just for that, Tunney, I'll let you go first, but like I said, you bastard, you ruined my goddamn trivia that I was going to do earlier today, so let me just unravel this.
All I did, AJ, was remind you of something that I had told you a while ago.
Tunney, if you think I think that far back, you are sadly mistaken.
I love you, bud. I love you.
Because something tells me Dan didn't read what I did as a hint for trivia today, because it's going to be a list. And that list is going to be the United States Champions. We're having a women's United States Champion. Let's list off all the men's women. Men's women's. Wow, what the heck?
Men's women's.
I need more to drink. Men's United States Champions. And yes, I am also going to include NWA WCW for this list.
We're doing this?
We're doing this.
Oh, God. Okay. Austin Theory.
Okay, Theory. Dan?
I don't need the whiteboard today. We're just... This is just...
I was going to write them down so I can remember which ones I said.
This is... Okay. Well, you can't get a penalty. No, I can write them down. Do you want me to write them down on the board here?
I don't care.
I don't think
I was gonna say, I have a list.
Well,
so
I don't think I'm going to get that far. I'm not as good with the United States either. Title, but
remember,
well,
it's NWA, WCW, WWE.
That doesn't help me.
Yeah, we know. We're aware. Johnny, we're aware. We're aware.
Oh, Johnny Cena's. Johnny Cena's.
Yo, okay. Yo, Cena. How about Curtis Angular?
Let me look here real quick.
All right, definitely.
Kurt Angle? Are you kidding me? He's the original open challenge for the title.
Yeah, no, he is. Yeah, you're right. I forgot all about him being the United States champion. I was looking down my list.
It's a long list. You just made the list. About Shamey. Yeah. I think Shamey. Yeah.
Shamo? Shamu?
Ice a Shamey. Yep.
Shamey.
Shamey.
How about Booker T?
You know that good old four-time U.S. champ.
How about
Richard
Rick Flair? Yeah.
Richard Fleary.
Dick
Richard.
Flair.
We just let this play in the background. Barry Windham.
Oh. All right.
Yes, yes.
I knew that.
Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes.
The Miz.
Yeah, the Miz is one of them.
One that...
Awesome. Awesome. That's awesome. It's awesome.
Edward, Edward Guerrero.
Yeah, Eddie Guerrero, the first when it got rebranded awesome. In WWG.
Don't have... Oh, here we go.
Awesome. That's shout out to Bowfinger.
Great fucking movie.
Dean fucking Ambrose.
Yep, good old didn't defend it for like 5 months, Ambrose, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, it still counts.
About the Hitman.
Yep, good old, if you put an S in front of the name, that's how I feel. Give me a hell yeah. What, that was a, promo from him?
Yeah.
That doesn't work. They didn't say it three times.
I got the gist of it.
My next guest.
I got the gist of it. It was Goldberg. Goldberg won the U.S. title. WCW.
Speaking of putting ass in front of that name, that old promo, Stone Cold.
True story.
Yeah. Did Stone Cold actually hold it in WCW?
It's in WCW.
Yeah, he had in WCW.
WCW, yeah.
Pretty sure. No.
Mm.
He did not. It was the TV title.
Oh, I can win here, hey?
What?
Yeah, you can win here.
Bullshit.
You win. I'm going to win.
Bullshit.
I'm going to win. Do you want to know how I'm going to win? I'm going to win just like this.
Well,
we're waiting. I guess I win. Yeah, John Cena beat
him. Stone Cold Steve Austin won the WCW United States Heavyweight Championship twice.
I thought so.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Yeah, he was down. Okay, never mind. This continues.
Yeah, this is crap.
Well, it's your,
thank
your
you,
team.
Google.
It's your turn again. Yeah, it's your turn again.
Wait,
my bad.
I was too busy defending Stone Cold. Wait, who did you say? You said Big Show.
Said Show, yeah.
How about current? Yeah. I mean, nobody said LA Knight.
Yeah. Yeah.
AJ Styles.
Yeah, Styles, 3-time holder of it.
You said Dean Ambrose. How about Seth Rollins?
That's good.
Yeah, right. Seth won it. He, you know, the famous defended against Sting and Cena in the same night.
How about Cesaro?
Yeah, if you can stop, yes, you're right.
Oh, wait for my next one. If Dan doesn't steal it,
no, you can
don't steal it.
All right,
thanks.
Circle gets a square. I'll finish off the Shield and say Roman Reigns because they all.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm surprised you didn't say Roman after he's like, well, Ambrose won it, Rollins.
How about get your JBL headphones, stick them on your headphones.
Did he? Did he? Let me make sure I'm reading the. Yeah, he did.
Ziggles.
Dolph, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Big E.
Good Big E. I'm looking at the list that I have here. I'm not seeing a Biggle Ziggles.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not seeing Big E on here.
No Big E?
All right, Dan, you got a chance to steal it here.
Let's see if I got his theme song. Come on.
Rusev Udria! Rusev Machka!
Well, yeah. You want the ice? Fuck! Well, I lose.
And Dan wins with the Rusev Day!
News is... this list is over with. And list
I know
is
Tony's happy.
List is suspended until after WrestleMania, by the way.
Fair.
Yeah. Here, hold on. Make it official here. Hold
winners.
On a second. I'm really going to make it official.
I don't see no Big Dave around here.
Banging the gavel over there.
I just pulled out my dick.
12 inches of
and now we have a show title, and it's Last Call.
let's go.
And I believe the quote is, no, comma, I just pulled out my dick.
No, I got that. I'm just letting you know right now, Jack Daniels does not taste good coming back up the nose.
I'll be supremely disappointed if I can remember my password to WordPress tomorrow morning at work if I find out you didn't name it that.
Oh, I'll fucking change it. I remember my password for WordPress.
Damn it. I don't know if you have enough clearance to edit anything that Dan and I do, though.
It's clearance.
I could change it over. Ask Andrew to do it.
I don't think Andrew would change your clearance to mess with one of my posts.
You don't think he would do that?
I'll bet you dollars. Bet you donuts. He wouldn't.
Donuts. Donuts make me go nuts.
He'd do it himself. He'd do it himself because he didn't want to take the time to switch your shit. All right, last call. We're having a good time today. Great things happened, actually, as a podcaster with having to add a fifth member and a new title being added, because it gave us two things to talk about that were very important when we're in between PLEs here. But we're going to be going strong with this build-up to Civil War Games, so do not miss an episode here as we are we're on the turnpike that turns onto the road to WrestleMania right now. But last call is about non-WWE related things, kind of. I guess the second one is TKO, you know, but we'll start with the second. We'll start with Saturday night because I think we're going to talk a little bit more about the other one. Saturday night, UFC 309, like AJ said, from Madison Square Garden, John Jones taking on Stipe Miocic. I believe it is for the UFC heavyweight title as well. I believe that's vacant right now.
Yes, it is. No, John Jones has it.
Oh, Jones does have it. Okay. So Stipe is 2-1 against Cormier. He's also has the longest title reign in heavyweight history if you talk about title defenses. Who's the guy that came in and lost to Brock Lesnar, the MMA guy? Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez has the longest heavyweight reign in UFC history by days. Miocic, do you guys know the number? He has the most title defenses in a consecutive reign in the heavyweight division. Do you know how many that number is?
I can guess, baby.
Well, that was inferred.
Oh, we've six.
Only it's only 400. It's only the 454th episode, Dan. I'm sure you'll catch on by 458.
I remember you're tired by then. Six.
Fuck you. You're going to at least 500.
How many combined title defenses in there, you said?
He has the longest reign in UFC history by title defenses. How many times did he successfully defend his title? So this is the most times the title's ever been successfully defended in one title reign.
Dan, you said six?
I'll take six.
You know what? I'll double it and subtract 111.
No, it's only three.
Oh.
No.
That's the most times the UFC heavyweight title has been defended successfully in a single defense. That's crazy to me when I saw that stat today. The record is Demetrius Johnson, and I think it is 11. Who else? No, Anderson Silva's 11. Demetrius Johnson was 10. I think George St. Pierre is 9. So, flip those two.
Demetrius Johnson was 11. Anderson Silva was 10.
I
just looked it up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really fun thing to go back and look at those records. And I was just astounded that it was three. The most times the UFC heavyweight title is defended successfully by one person in a singular defense. It's only three.
That's fucking tough, man.
Yeah. Well, I know. Shit. I agree. Yeah.
Defending it all the amount of times.
Oof. Ring the bell a few times and I'll ding the bell a few times.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So, yeah. But this looks to be interesting. I mentioned Cormier because of the battles that John Jones had with him. I don't think either of these guys are exactly in their prime, but I think they're both, in the words of Toby Keith, can still be as good as they once were. Once? Or as good as they... When they're good, they're good. Don't let the... It's good. Once they were good, they were bad. Really bad once, though. Bad Moon Rising, I feel good.
Bow, bow, ba-down, bow,
hey. No.
Too hot for the hot tub?
You guys just, what? Okay, Eddie. Predictions? I think John Jones wins this fight. I think he makes money for the UFC.
I don't know a lot about UFC. It's fucking fun to watch.
Oh, Stipe is also 1-1 against Francis Ngannou. I'm sorry. That's the other one. But, so I'm just, for people that, everybody knows who John Jones is, probably considered like the most talented UFC fighter of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just damn good. I mean, I can't bet against John Jones at any point. I'm just looking at the tail of the tape too. You know, 37 years old, but he's got the reach advantage. Both the same height. That's John Jones, only one loss in his career. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Pound for pound, he might be the best ever. AJ, you got a prediction here?
Man,
Stipe is obviously, we talk about that title defense being, the longest ever. He is also a Hall of Fame, one of the greatest heavyweights ever. Yeah. So let's not put fight.
That's why I really can't pinpoint anything, because I'm like, John Jones probably the greatest in the current UFC era that we've had in a while. But Stipe is still damn good. Like, that one is definitely something that I have to stare at and just be like, I'm probably going to go, I'll go against what everyone says. I don't think that we're going to have four defenses here. I think Stipe is going to get this title. At least three rounds, though. We're going to get three rounds of beat him up in the octagon. But I think Stipe gets it in the end.
Yeah, I think that's what people are hoping for. I'll just finish it off by saying they're hoping to see a war for, three, four, five rounds, hopefully, and not like a fucking quick submission in the second round.
Don't make me disappointed like the last UFC fight that I watched with Conor McGregor. Jesus Christ.
I don't think I'll be watching this because I won't be up anyway, likely on Saturday night, because I'll be up Friday night. And what a perfect transition that is. Because we already have a dial a shot schedule. We have a party at the Thunderdome. Brother Joe, the General, myself, D Pizzle Peasy. Yeah, I brought that one back out. He's like, I don't have to go to the bathroom. What are you talking about? and we've had this on the docket since a year, since it got announced. When it got announced, we looked at each other and Dan and I were like, yeah, we're all getting together for this, right? And so now it got postponed. A couple people that were in can't make it. No big deal. We're going to have a good time. Tyson's the underdog. Vegas is really hoping Jake Paul wins because people like to bet on Tyson. They like to bet on an underdog. The other thing is, or Mike Tyson has an underdog, they likely like to bet on that as well. Jake Paul is making $40 million for this fight, and Mike Tyson's making $20 million. And there's probably going to be about 60,000 people at Jerry World. I believe there's 5 undercard fights that start at 7 o'clock on Netflix. So this is going to be like any HBO Saturday night fight, or what was it? What was HBO Saturday night thing? What was
Saturday
called?
Night Fight Night?
Fight Night, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Saturday Night Fight Night.
So that would start at 7 or 8, and your main wouldn't go on till about 10:30, and that's what this is going to be, guys. So if you're expecting to tune in at 7 o'clock and see like 15 minutes and then there's Tyson and Jake Paul, no. It's going to be likely at least, it's going to be after 10 o'clock Eastern, for sure. 100%. At least 2 hours before these two guys are going to be, likely three, possibly 3.5.
Yeah, remember, there's 7 matches on this card, and that's including Tyson and Paul, get me wrong, there's 7.
Main card, right?
There's
main card matches.
There's a 6th undercard now?
Yeah, so there seven is main card. Bruce Carrington versus Dana Cootwell, or Coolwell, sorry, featherweight.
Stop. Don't read those names. I saw those names. Nobody knows who those names are.
Yeah, exactly. So there's 6 matches before this.
6 fights.
6 fights, right. Yeah.
They fight. Boxing, they fight. Wrestling, they have a match.
It's 3 title matches.
I'm sorry. I have to correct Ray and Chris on Chairshot
no,
NFL.
Fair. I'm not angry.
Because they don't know how to talk when they talk about point spreads. So you can't have a show that talks about point spreads and not know what giving and taking means and who gives and who takes. And it's not that kind of podcast, but there's nothing wrong with that. Jerry?
I take.
Fair.
I'll take it.
But yeah, there's 6 matches before this main event. Like, I know everyone wants to watch this goddamn main event.
I hate
it's
you.
Called a boxing match, Tunny, okay? I'm being an ass for a reason.
Do you know why in Pot is War, the special where we have the little clips beforehand, mine always stays the same? I wish I could Skype slap somebody.
I've been in Pot and is War for about 5 years, I know.
And you've been born in and you were born in a petri dish. We all know. We all know.
Barn.
Barn, you're born in a barn?
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's kind of like, well, if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good for me.
Yes, because he was clearly born in a barn. God, we didn't just get canceled. Boy, we hit sacrilege.
Boy, let me tell you, there's two titles in the running for this one. It's No, I Just Pulled Out My Dick, and the other one is If It's Good Enough for Jesus, It's Good Enough for Me. Folks, thank you so much. My name's PC Tunney. I've been podcasting for over 10 years, and I think I just had the greatest 30 seconds of podcasting of my life. No, I Just Pulled Out My Dick, and If It's Good Enough for Jesus, It's Good Enough for Me. I'm going to leave you with that. I retire. We'll see you never again. Goodbye. I'm kidding. Dan's like, really? We get to be done? Son of a bitch.
We get to retire first.
I'll make prediction first. Yeah, no, you get back here. Jake Paul wins by a decision, and Vegas makes all their money, and everybody's disappointed, and he continues to be the heel that people want to see get knocked out because he already said what his next plan is, and it's to fight Canelo Alvarez for the Cruiserweight title. I really hope that it's just a fight strategy and Mike isn't in on this because whatever. I don't know. I'm looking forward to hanging out with my friends tomorrow night more than I'm looking forward to watching Mike Tyson and Jake Paul box. That's my take on it. AJ will let Dan go last since he's being such a gracious Thunderdome host tomorrow.
You know, that is completely fair. And I'm not going to lie, I'm one of those people that I'm just like, what's up?
I got to remind the people, you will be involved at the Thunderdome tomorrow as well.
Correct.
So.
I'll be like WWE during the pandemic. I'll be one of the little screen squares. So, yeah, I'll be there in spirit and drinking spirits. But, Yeah, I'm one of those guys, I'm not gonna lie, I'm one of the guys that is biting into the whole, well, Tyson's gotta kick this kid's ass. We haven't seen Tyson in a ring in 20 years, just fucking obliterate him in one punch, man. I know that's not actually gonna happen. I've seen some of the videos where, you know, Tyson looks impressive, but at the same time, we have to remember he's in his late 50s.
58.
Yeah, so he's...
Last fight was in 2005 versus Kevin McBride.
Yeah, so it's been 20 years since he's legitimately gotten into a ring. Granted, I don't know what else he's done to do some fights or some press appearances. Who knows? I'm not gonna be the guy to doubt Mike Tyson, because, you know, the dude will probably bite both my ears off. So... This is apparently what it has here. I'm assuming that it would be still like a 15 round match, but it says 8 rounds on my end here that it says.
So it's 8 rounds and it's not 3 minutes, it's 2 minutes. And the gloves in a heavyweight boxing match are 10 ounces. These are going to be 14 ounce gloves. There will be no headgear, though.
So
here's the
thing.
I'm
going to say, to make a prediction here.
Well, wait, before you do that, because while we're on this topic of the glove weight and the round length, the two negate each other almost because two rounds, so it'd be more busy and a better fight to watch. But 14 ounce gloves is totally in Jake Paul's advantage because it's going to be harder for Mike to knock him out with 14 ounce gloves. I don't think he can be knocked out by 14 ounce gloves. In fact, I would imagine he's been taking some of the hardest shots he could possibly take with 14-ounce gloves to get him ready so that he's not knocked out. The worst thing that could happen to him is he gets knocked out by Mike Tyson.
Yeah, no, he has everything going for him on this one. Worst comes to worst, like you said, he gets knocked out by Mike Tyson, which, I'm not going to lie, I'm one of the... We'll use wrestling terms. I'm one of the marks that wants Mike Tyson to beat the shit out of him.
Oh, 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 hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up? Hi. But I'm going to say this won't be a one round affair. I'm going to say that right now. This is not a one round affair. It's going to be 8 rounds of this boxing fight. So I'm going to say Tyson in 6th via TKO.
Tyson in 6 by TKO?
Yep.
All right, and I got Jake Paul by decision.
Nice.
Daniel?
So.
I don't think people understand how big a boxing fans Dan and I are and have. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing, because honestly, it's one sport that we have different favorites and we've kind of varied on picking fights and stuff like that. So I'm really, let's hear it, Mr. Expert. You know.
I loved Mike Tyson. I mean, we've watched every one of his goddamn fights, got them all on pay-per-view all throughout the years. Mike's just a beast. He was phenomenal to watch in his prime. My God, you know, 30-second matches, dude never got out of the first round. It was just amazing. He is an icon. Yeah, 58 years old, though, coming back. You know, obviously, I'm interested to see the stamina, to see if he can go the whole way. I know it's only 2-minute rounds and only 8 rounds. That's a lot. Regardless, it's a boxing match, you know, so. That's a lot. And I don't know if he's going to have the stamina to keep up with Paul. Because Paul's younger, Paul's going to be faster. Mike Tyson get inside, you know, he can land some good punches, but it's going to be tough to out-battle him. I just think at this point, I am on the side that I want to see Mike Tyson knock the ever-living shit out of him. I think it'd be awesome. But I just don't see it happening. I want to see it happen, but I don't. And obviously, Jake Paul's the one that's got to move forward. He's already called out his next fight. You know, like, he has everything to lose on this. And kind of like you said, PC, hopefully it's not. Hopefully nothing of this is fixed and it doesn't.
Right.
There's no sense in him, you know, in him losing this. For the fact of media and all everything else that's going on. Like, there's just no reason for him to lose.
Here's the thing. If he does, say he gets knocked out, like, in the first minute of the first round, right? And he's done. And no one wants to pay to watch him fight ever again. Well, you know how far he took this thing? He took this thing so far that he got to fight Mike Tyson at Jerry World. And they paid him $40 million. So he's already won. No matter what happens. This contract for him was the icing. The fact that he's fighting Tyson in Jerry World on Netflix, getting paid $40 million. A guy who is not fought one real seasoned professional boxer. Tommy Fury, and loss. He's getting $40 million this weekend. And he gets to fight Mike Tyson. He already won.
It's a pretty good gig.
He already won.
And if he continues, that's the gravy. It's the gravy on the icing.
Boxing needs him versus Canelo. Boxing needs it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I know. That's why I'm saying. That's where it's going to go.
Go bet on a Jake Paul decision. AJ, it looks like you got one last thing to say here.
No, I ain't got nothing to say. Go make sure you pay attention to this. When does it start again? 8 Eastern?
8 Eastern. Make sure you probably have it on by, you know, 10 Eastern.
Yeah. The only thing I'll add to that I wanted to close with for this was there's one person missing from being able to watch this Mike Tyson fight. And that would be us sitting at Pa's house watching this thing. So I love you, Pa.
Well, he'll be,
I miss you.
He'll be watching with us.
Yeah.
He'll be watching with us.
Yep.
All right, AJ, let everybody know where they can find you.
Well, you can find me all over the social media interwebs at phenomenal AJB. That's AJB in all caps. Don't forget, we're not just podcast galore. We are articles galore. Sports, entertainment, you name it. We got it all on thechairshot.com.
Now, the only thing he might be able to... He'll be watching with us. The only thing he might be able to hear, though, is when Kevin belches. DP, let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs. It's me, DPP, and you can listen to this show and follow it at Podcast DWI on the Elon Musk's playground, facebook.com/DWI podcast. And, you know, after the boxing fights and everything, go download Undisputed on the PS5 and get your boxing fix in the video games, which is now released on all consoles and is just like Fight Night in the old school days. Oh, baby.
Oh, nice.
It's good. It's good.
I'll have to check that out. That might be
the
my
only answer. Thing that would put the cherry on top is just randomly hearing, "Let's get it on."
So, I just want to reference Kevin, the general. When we would play cards back in high school and drink towers of Mountain Dew, we would always play it. Generally, we'd play it at a few different places, but most of the time was over at DP's and in the basement. And we're in high school, and his parents' bedroom was on the second floor, and we were in the basement. And sometimes the general would belch so loud that, like, 2 minutes later, Dan's dad would walk downstairs smiling. Always loved to see us playing cards. There's a giant stack of Mountain Dew and our Cheetos and Puffs, Cheeto Puffs all over the place. And he'd peek in. We didn't even know he was there. And then he'd just kind of be like, "That was a nice one, Kev." Heard you all the way upstairs.
That was so great.
We'd all say sorry. He goes, "I'm not mad. That was impressive. Julie's not happy with you, though."
Yeah. She's the one that couldn't sleep.
Oh, shit. All right. Did I get to everybody?
That's it, man.
It's just me? Yeah.
Get us out of here.
We're out of here?
Yeah.
Take us home. Right.
Belch for Mags.
Follow me at PC Tunney. This is the DWI Podcast. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Goodbye. And you've been listening to a production of
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Got him.
You may not realize it, but every minute of every day, you're enjoying your First Amendment freedoms. You can wear what you want, give out your opinion for free, even if it's unpopular. Listen to your playlist. You can put a sign out on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice. Or don't. You have the right to hang with a posse that thinks like you do. Tell the government what you think about its policies. They're the freedoms that let you be you, and they're all brought to you by the First Amendment. Moving like a river in my soul. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.